But we're one day away from the beginning of college football. It's only 24 hours and a little change away. I'm Jacob Bunn. Welcome back into the program here on this Wednesday, August 28th, 2013. We'll bring in the college football professor in just a moment. But I'll tell you that there has been some news on the Johnny Manziel front since we talked last. ESPN reported late Sunday night that Manziel did, in fact, meet with the NCAA for 6 hours on Sunday, but no details were released about what might have been resolved. And then Bruce Feldman reported Tuesday that Manziel denied any and all allegations to college football's governing body. So there's that. And the NCAA is reportedly going to make a recommendation to A&M either today or tomorrow, talking about whether or not Manziel should in fact play, or their recommendation. I don't think it's an injunction. I think it's just a recommendation. We'll see. My sense is that he will play against Rice. I don't think it'll matter. I think Texas A&M will beat Rice, but I think that'll probably be an indication that he'll play the rest of the year. Let's bring in the college football professor because we have some actual games to discuss this weekend. Professor, can you believe it's finally here?
Oh, isn't it? It is here, and you know, it's unusual, but this year we're starting off with a bang. There are a lot of really good games on the first week. Usually it's not that way, but this year we've got some good games. It's going to be an exciting year,
yep.
And we're getting off to a great start.
It sure will, and let me run down some of those games for those of you who don't know. On a Thursday night, we'll have North Carolina and South Carolina from the SEC and ACC matchup. That game will start 5 Central on ESPN. Ole Miss and Vanderbilt follow that. Also, on Thursday night, number 24 USC will play at Hawaii. So of those games, Thursday night, tomorrow night, what are you looking for?
Well, you know, when you look at these games, these I guess you could say the two big ones on Thursday night, I'm thinking that the Ole Miss Vanderbilt game is going to be very, very close. And it's hard to come to a place where you can say what you think the score is going to be, but nonetheless, you know, it's a guessing thing. And I think sometimes, Jacob, it's very hard to try to predict what teams are going to do when they haven't played yet together.
You know, this
is a new team. These teams are not the same teams that were last year. And there can be new chemistry. There can be just like Johnny Manziel brought that kind of life into Texas A&M last year. And things can happen. But we just go on what we know. And I'm going to say that Ole Miss Vanderbilt game is going to be Ole Miss going to win 33-32.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that it's a game that what strikes me about it is both teams really need the win. I mean, if you look at both of these programs and the direction they're going, they both seem to be going upward, but I think they both could use the win.
Right. And then the other one is probably, while Ole Miss Vandy, pretty high stakes as far as those schools are concerned. In fact, it's monumental to those schools and for the Southeastern Conference. Jacob, wouldn't you say that for Ole Miss and Vandy, this is odd to say, but it's one of the biggest games they've had, either team's had in quite a while.
No, it certainly is. No question about it. Well, let's move.
This could be the beginning or end. Not the end, but you know what I mean. This could set the trajectory for their team for the year.
It really could, and Ole Miss is a team that's on the upswing. They're trying to get to a bowl game this year. Last year they achieved one. Of course, we know about the top 5 recruiting class that Hugh Freeze was able to bring in. Well, fans are going to want to see some results on the field. So here's your chance. You start off with Vanderbilt, and I think Ole Miss is really have the bigger pressure in this game. Here are some games Saturday that we can – I'll list them for you, and I'll ask the college football professor to mention a few of them that stick out to him as I go through them. But I'll run through them first. Toledo plays at Florida. These are just SEC games here. That's 11:21 on the SEC Network. Rice at Texas A&M. That's noon on ESPN. Oklahoma State and Mississippi State. That's in Houston, 2:30. That'll be a big one. Louisiana Lafayette goes to Arkansas. Alabama plays Virginia Tech, of course, at 4:30 on ESPN. Austin Peay plays Tennessee. That's at 5 o'clock. Washington State goes down to Auburn, two programs who need to start off with a win after last year. Kentucky and Western Kentucky. Murray State plays at Missouri. And then, of course, the two big games at night, number 5, Georgia, at number 8, Clemson, and number and LSU at TCU as well. And you know, of those SEC versus non-conference games, which ones stick out to you the most, there, college football professor?
Well, you have to start, I think, with the Georgia-Clemson game. And I think this game is it's going to be very intriguing. Everything you hear, everything you see, you know, Georgia is going to be loaded on offense, but they're going to have to rebuild the defense. But here's the thing. Georgia, while they're reloading on defense, they had a lot of talent there. They just lost a lot off of last year's defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there'll be a lot of scoring in the game, and I would, again, come up with a score of Georgia 35, Clemson 24.
And, you know, LSU and TCU, this is a game that I think is very interesting. A lot of people have the feeling or passing it off as an LSU given. I'm not so sure. I think TCU's got a good program. I think LSU will win, don't get me wrong. But I think they may be challenged a little bit more by TCU than some people think.
Well, it's interesting that LSU has won 10 straight season openers. And of those, I think about half of them have been against the BCS caliber, high-caliber teams. In fact, I think four of those 10 wins were against teams ranked, you know, ranked teams. So they haven't played easy openers to have that 10-game, 10-season win streak. And I think they will win. I do think that it will be interesting to see how LSU's offense develops. But if I were guessing on the score, I would say LSU will win this game 24-14.
I think you're right, and I would agree with you. LSU in a squeaker. Alabama, Virginia Tech, this is one that on paper looks like to be a complete one-sided affair. But as of late, I'm sensing a little bit of anxiety from some quadrants of the Alabama fan base about maybe it could be closer than a lot of people think. What do you think?
Well, I'm gonna say this right up front. I do think Alabama will win this game. However, and this is going to be my bold statement, I think I would even go so far as to say that Alabama will play the best defense that they will play this year will be in this game. I think Virginia Tech will have the best defense Alabama faces this year. And I think that's going to be quite a challenge for them.
Let me just mention.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Finish.
As they go to the Georgia Dome, and I'm looking at this game as Alabama 24, Virginia Tech 6. Now, I
okay.
know that Virginia
Lots
Tech
of defense.
Has a high-powered quarterback.
Yeah.
But some reason, I think that their overall offense is not going to be as effective, and Alabama's defense is going to be good. I think Alabama's defense is not going to peak till mid-year. But well, I think they will have enough defense to contain Virginia Tech.
Well, I think you're really on to something there with your defensive prediction. I think you look at Virginia Tech's defense last year. They were 18th in total defense. They were 5th in the nation in third down. They only allowed their opponent to convert 28% of the time. I think Virginia Tech is going to hold Alabama. I think Alabama's got a lot of firepower, as we know. A.J. McCarron, Amari Cooper, and the running backs, and many others. But the young offensive line, I think Virginia Tech will penetrate that offensive line somewhat throughout the game. And I think this will be a lower scoring game. I do think Alabama will win, as you do. But I think the defenses for both teams and Alabama's young defense will have to tell the story. One other quick note, the Kentucky-Western Kentucky game will be interesting to me because of the coaching matchup you have going on there. You have Mark Stoops is making his debut at Kentucky, of course the brother of Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, and one Bobby Petrino making his debut for Western Kentucky in the Hilltoppers. So a lot of people won't really care about the game, but the two coaches certainly will garner some attention. Other games Saturday, and again, after I run them down, tell me which ones stand out to you. Buffalo plays at number 2 Ohio State. These are top 25 teams here. Wisconsin hosts Massachusetts. Notre Dame gets Temple. Michigan gets Central Michigan. Syracuse and Penn State, that's 2:30. That's one I'm going to be interested in. Oregon hosting Nicholls State. Oregon State hosting Eastern Washington. Oklahoma welcomes Louisiana Monroe into Norman, Texas. Host New Mexico State, Washington and Boise State, UCLA and Nevada, Northwestern and California are the other non-SEC top 25 games Saturday.
Yeah, there are some of those games that are intriguing. It's sort of interesting that Ohio State will really not play a difficult game this year. You know, they'll have some mediocre competition there in the Big Ten, but you can't expect much of competition for them. And I don't think Southern Cal will play that many difficult games. If you really look at their schedule, I don't think they'll play Stanford this year, for instance. But I'm not sure about that. But the Oklahoma-La Monroe game is one you might ought to watch out for. But I don't know if Louisiana Monroe will be as good as they were last year. But it's one that's pretty intriguing. I'll tell you another one, Jacob, that's intriguing to me, is Fresno State at Rutgers. Now, I think this could be a big game because Fresno State very well could run the table this year. And to start off against a pretty good foe in Rutgers will be a test to see if Fresno State's going to be as good as we think they're going to be.
Well, I agree with you about Fresno State. And that's Friday night. Is that Friday night or Thursday night?
It's Friday night, I think, yeah. And another interesting game is the Pittsburgh hosts FSU. You know, this is Pittsburgh's introduction into the ACC. And of course, I don't think Pittsburgh is expected to be that good, but you know, they're usually a pretty good foe. But nonetheless, that's interesting. That's Pittsburgh. It's not just a out of conference game. This is a conference game.
Yes, it is, and I think that Labor Day night game is going to be very intriguing, and I'm looking forward to watching it. Next year's Labor Day night game won't be bad either. How about the Virginia Tech Hokies will play Ohio State?
That's getting down to a good football game.
It really is. Hey, I want to mention this really quick. I know we don't do a lot of breaking news on this show, but there is some news out there that I think a lot of people will be interested in. Johnny Manziel will be suspended for the first half of the season opening game against Rice on Saturday. This is coming from Billy Lucci of TexAgs.com. He covers the Texas A&M Longhorns for the Texas A&M Rivals site, and I count him as the number one voice of things that go on in College Station. He says that according to multiple sources, he will be suspended, that they are still awaiting the final resolution, which means confirmation from Texas A&M and the NCAA, but he is assuming that the suspension would involve secondary violation of the bylaw 12.5.2.2. If you want to look that up, you're welcome to. I won't, but the latest on Manziel is that, according to multiple sources, Billy Lucci is reporting that he will be suspended for the first half of the season opener against Rice. So of all the people who thought that Manziel, again, according to this report, all the people who thought that Manziel would be suspended for much of the year were wrong, and he will, in fact, be suspended for a half, according to a report by Billy Lucci. What do you make of that, Professor?
Well, it sounds like we're playing a game. We call it the game of charades. I don't see any sense in that. I mean, if there's going to be some kind of suspension, it ought to be a suspension. If there's not going to be one, there ought not to be any. I don't know what this half-game suspension. To me, that is just, I don't know. Like I said, charades is the best term I could think of off the top of my head.
Well, we will continue to follow this and much more, but it is finally college football week, and we will not dwell too much on Johnny Manziel. We've given you the games. We've given you the times and the television stations, so now it's up to you to enjoy some college football this Thursday, and I'll be back with you on Friday to get you ready for the games once again on Saturday. But I am Jacob Bunn, and college football professor, what are you doing tomorrow night, Thursday night?
Well, I'm going to be watching a little football.
That's right.
Hey, Jacob, yes. I just thought of something.
Okay.
There's a couple other really intriguing games. One is Kansas plays Open Date, and they should win that game going away.
You know, that might be their only win. If Kansas wins that game, that might be their only win of the year.
Right. And then another one that's of interest to me is Texas Tech playing University of Texas San Antonio. Now, the reason for that's University of Texas San Antonio is coming into the Conference USA out of the old, now demised WAC Conference. And they're both coached by high-profile coaches, Louisiana Tech being coached by Skip Holtz, and University of Texas San Antonio being coached by Larry Coker, who won a national championship. So that's off the radar, but yet here are two high-profile coaches that are going at it. So that's college football. So that's the way it is.
Well, your segment would not be complete if you didn't bring up such scintillating matchups as Texas Tech, San Antonio, Kansas versus an open date, games like that. Thanks, college football professor.
Thank you. Good evening.
We will talk again to the college football professor next Wednesday, as we will every week. You can keep it here at BunSports.com. We'll have the latest on everything, including the Johnny Manziel soap opera and more. I'm Jacob Bunn for the program. We'll talk on Friday.